Would you open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 5, verse 14? Matthew 5, 14. And stand with me as we read the Word of God. Matthew 5:14, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Will you pray with me, please? Will you pray right now that God would open your heart and soften your heart, and that the Word of God spoken through our Lord Jesus Christ would pierce your heart, and His words would build you up today? Would you pray that just between you and God? Would you pray for the people in this room that God would open their hearts and soften their hearts, and that the Word of God spoken through our Lord Jesus Christ would pierce their hearts and build them up? Would you pray for me that I would preach accurately and therefore powerfully? May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Before you sit down, turn to your neighbor, grab their hand, and say, may the Word of God build you up today. When you're done with that, you may have a seat. If any of you have ever accused me of making up these Greek words, let me assure you two things. Number one, I do not do that. And number two, you will accuse me of that today. You will accuse me of that today because Jesus says, let your light shine. Let your light shine. The Greek word shine is the word lampo. Lampo. I'm not making that up. That is the Greek word, and that is how it's pronounced. Lampo is the Greek word shine. Jesus uses that in Matthew 17, or Matthew, rather, uses it in Matthew 17, 1 and 2. Do you have that, Jessica? Six days later, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he, Jesus, was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became as white as the light. Jesus Christ lives in your heart. The whole point of your life is to let Him shine out in your words and actions. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself up for me. Put your name in there. Dave has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer Dave who lives, but Christ lives in Dave. And the life which Dave now lives in the flesh, he lives by faith in the Son of God who loved Dave and gave himself up for Dave. A Christian life is not something we do on the side. Our motto is, not I, but Christ. You've seen, I trust, those huge lights. They're very, very big. They come on trailers. They're kind of a beacon light, and the whole purpose of them is to shine up in the sky at night. They kind of wave around, and you see them from a great distance, and the point is what? Something's happening over here. It's opening. Yes, there's a grand opening. There's a carnival. There's a concert. There's something. Look over here. Trinity Baptist Church should be a giant beacon of Christ to Indio. Jesus says, you are the light. You should be that beacon in your home, in your neighborhood, in your school, in your work. This is our new purpose in life, to allow the Holy Spirit to be the controlling influence in our lives so that Christ shines. 2 Corinthians 4, 5 and 6. We do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For God who said, light shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. Praise God. Aren't you glad that Christ's light has shined into your heart? We want to impact our family, our city, our world for Christ. We want to do it, right? That's what we want to do. We can do it with programs. We can do it with events. We can do it with all kinds of stuff. And those things are great, and we should do them. But do you know what is more attractive than any church event, no matter how big, no matter how wonderful, no matter how loud, no matter how polished? Do you know what is more attractive than the best church event ever organized? Christ. He lives in your heart. Give him complete control of your thoughts, words, and actions, and let him shine. Verse 16 says, let your light shine before men. The Greek word shine, lampo, it is a command. Jesus is commanding us, let our light shine. Look at Matthew 5, 14 and 15. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Jesus says, you are the light of the world. You. The world is a very, very, very dark place. You are the light of the world. The world will see the light when they see our good deeds, Trinity Baptist. The world will see the light when they see our good deeds. I want you to stop and realize how important this is. The world must see the light. And Jesus says, we are the light. Paul says the same thing. Look at Philippians 2, 14 and 15. Do all things without grumbling or disputing, so that you will prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent children of God, above reproach, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in the world. Number one in your notes, we are the light of the world. We are commanded to let our light shine. We are the light of the world. We are commanded to let our light shine. Jesus says, a city on a hill cannot be hidden. In ancient times, cities were made of limestone, and white limestone. And a city on the top of the hill would glisten or gleam in the sunlight. At night, you could see it also because everybody, all the people had lamps. The lamps of all the people would create a light so that Jesus can be pointing to a hill. Look, see? A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Jesus talks about the lamp. It's ridiculous to light a lamp and cover it up. Light should be out there for people to see. You and I are the light of the world. We cannot hide our light under a basket. We must shine. We are commanded to let our light shine. Look at verse 16. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. We all interact with people every single day, don't we? We all interact with people every single day. You interact with people you live with. We interact with people we go to school with. We interact with coworkers. We spend time with people. We do business with people. We interact with people every single day. Jesus commands us, as you are interacting with people, your family, your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors, people you run into on the street, people you do business with, people you meet, people you have lunch with, people you run into, people you plan to have meetings with, as you interact with people, let your light shine. It's a command. Are you a parent? As you interact with your children, let Christ shine out. Are you married? As you interact with your spouse, let Christ shine out. We must shine the light of Christ to our neighbors, our coworkers, our family, our friends, our teachers, and our classmates. Number two in your notes, as you go through life interacting with people, we must let Christ shine through us. One of our brothers in Christ here in Indio does that extremely well. Extremely well. I'm talking about Brother Dave Duckett, as he has his business, 323 Home and Auto Repair. You can pay me later for that little plug. That's 323 Home and Auto Repair. Call this number. I'm just kidding. But seriously, as Dave goes about his day fixing cars, he is constantly letting his light shine to his clients. I can't tell you how many times, and it makes me so happy. I can't tell you how many times I'm sitting in that office, and Dave busts through the door with a client. Do we have a one-year Bible for this guy? I just talked to him about the one-year Bible. He's got to have a one-year Bible. And we give him a one-year Bible, and he's gone. And then the next week, Dave will come through and say, hey, I was fixing this guy's transmission, and we were talking about life and his marriage, and we got to pray for him right now, and I gave him your number. He's going to call you at midnight and talk to you. It's great! And it's nonstop. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. As you go through life, whatever your job is, wherever you go to school, when you interact with people, let your light shine. I've lived on my street for 3 years, and I have this wonderful habit. There's 40 houses on my street. And for 3 years, in the evening, I just step out of my house, and I slowly walk up and down up the street, back to my house, and I walk inside. It's just a little evening stroll. Enjoy. The sun goes down. It's not so hot. I just go out of my house. I walk up down one street, back down the other. And if I see somebody, I say hi. If I know them, I call them by name. If I don't know them, I introduce myself. That's all I do. 20 minutes at night, walk out, up and back. And in 3 years, I've baptized one of my neighbors. He's here today. In 3 years, I conducted a funeral for one of my neighbors. And in 3 years, I know by name half the people that live on my street. And all I do, step out of my house, take a 20-minute stroll, catch some fresh air, and step back inside. I am the light of Christ on that street. I have to shine. You are the light of Christ in your neighborhood, in your family, where you work, and where you go to school. If you don't shine your light, what light do the people have? None. Because you are the light of the world. How do we let our light shine? How do we let it shine? Look at the verse. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. How do we let our light shine? Very simple. The verse says it. Good works. Good works. Number 3 in your notes. We shine our light by following the Holy Spirit in our attitudes, words, and actions. We shine our light by following the Holy Spirit in our attitudes, words, and actions. It's always good to take verses in context. You can answer questions about the verse if you look at the chapter. You can answer questions about the verse if you look at the chapter. You look at this verse 16 and you might ask a question, what are good works? What do they look like? Check the context out. You're in Matthew 5. Look at verse 1. What are good works? When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. He opened his mouth and began to teach them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. That should say, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger. Oh, I'm sorry. That's right there. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. When Christians live like that, our light shines. When Christians live like that, our light shines. My best friend in high school was a man named Steve. He was not a man then. We were in high school. But my best friend in high school was named Steve. And I continued to hang out with him in college. And it broke my heart as I veered more and more toward Christ, and Steve veered more and more this way. And I slowly went this way, and Steve slowly went this way, and we lost contact with each other. And then something wonderful happened. The internet. And Steve began to search for me on the internet because we were best friends in high school. And he searched and he searched and he searched, and finally Dave Gordon, Indio, and oh, wow, there he is. And he calls me up. Hey, man, how you doing? You're a pastor in Indio. Whoa, dude, that's so freaky. Can I come see you? And yeah, that's fine. Come see me. So he came to see me. He came to visit me in Indio. And he loves Jesus. Totally apart from me. And I said, hey, what happened? Well, to be quite honest with you, when you and I were hanging out 75 years ago, you were headed off this way. And I was heading off this way. What happened to you? And he said, my sister Nancy. We were all headed off this way, as you might recall. And my sister Nancy married a godly man. And as my wife and I spent time with Brian and Nancy, dinner, holidays, Thanksgiving, hanging out, as my wife and I spent time with them, we saw their marriage, and we saw it was different, and we saw our sin, and we realized we needed Christ. That's how it's supposed to work. Trinity Baptist, you are the light of the world. Look at 1 Peter 2:11-12. Beloved, I urge you as aliens and strangers to abstain from fleshly lusts. This is important. How do I let my light shine? Brothers, I urge you as aliens and strangers to abstain from fleshly lusts which wage war against the soul. Keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles. Or if we could apply it to our lives right now, keep your behavior excellent among the unsaved people. So that the thing in which they slander you as evildoers, they may, because of your good deeds as they observe them, glorify God. Glorify God. And that's the point. That's the point. When we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, this is the whole point. If you're tired, if you've tuned me out, if you're not listening, listen to this sentence. When we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and abstain from sin and embrace righteousness, God is glorified. And that leads us back to 5:16. Matthew 5:16. We've answered what, we've answered how. Now let's answer why. Why let your light shine? Why? Look at the verse. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Why do we let our light shine? We don't do it so that people will praise us. Ooh, look at him. He's a godly man. That's not why we do it. In fact, Jesus warns us against that in the very next chapter. Listen to this. We don't do it so that people will change their behavior. That's important, and that would be great. But that's not the point. What's the point? We let our light shine so that people will recognize God and worship Him. That's the point. That's the point. The sun, what is its purpose? To glorify God. The moon, the stars, all of creation exists to glorify God. Psalm 19, verse 1. The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of his hands. Creation shows people how awesome the Creator is. And that is why we exist also. You exist for God. I exist for God. We exist to bring glory and praise to God. And that's next on your notes. Number four, bringing glory and praise to God is the goal of every interaction with every person in every situation, always. God is glorious. God's glory is his majesty, his splendor, his awesomeness. God is so breathtaking that we cannot understand even a fraction of God's awesome glory. The glory of God is totally unique. The glory of God is far greater than anything or anyone in all the universe. And the reason we let our light shine is so that the world can see that God is real. The reason we let our light shine is that the world can see that God is awesome in power, awesome in wisdom, awesome in righteousness, awesome in love, awesome in beauty, awesome in majesty, and awesome in glory. Trinity Baptist Church, you and I have the privilege of pointing to God. That is our purpose. By the way, this is why hypocrisy is so bad. Our lives are to bring glory and praise to God. Hypocrisy does the opposite. Hypocrisy disgraces God. Hypocrisy leads people to deny God. Preach. Hypocrisy leads people to devalue God. Hypocrisy leads people to false views of God. When people see Christians behaving like the world, they look at us, and instead of glorifying God, they deny him. You can see this happening around the world. One of the tragedies of the world today is that the world thinks that America is a Christian nation. Now listen carefully. And Western television shows, and American television shows, and American movies are imported around the world. So if you're in Saudi Arabia, and all you know about America is that we're a Christian nation, and you put up a satellite dish, and you pull in some American TV show, you're going to go, see? That's what Christians are like. I know that's true. There's an island country called the Maldives. It's a small country. It is perhaps the most closed country in the entire world. Some countries have freedom of religion. Praise God for America. some countries have restricted freedom. You can worship Jesus, but you cannot witness. Some countries have no freedom. In the Maldives, you cannot be a Christian. It is perhaps one of the most closed, it is definitely one of the most closed countries in the whole world. And unfortunately, in the Maldives, you can have satellite dishes. And because in the Maldives is an island country, they have a lot of American tourists. So all they see of Christianity in the Maldives is American TV and American tourists. That's all they know about Jesus. So this Muslim country watches American TV and sees all the immorality and watches American tourists come to their island and behave horribly. And when it's election time in the Maldives and the political parties are slinging mud at each other and calling each other names, do you know what they call each other if they want to slander their opponent? Christian. Christian is what they call each other. Hypocrisy. Instead of bringing people to glorify God, brings people to deny God and disgrace God and devalue God. We must let our light shine. Number five in your notes. The old life is God-denying and self-exalting. Our new life in Christ is self-denying and God-exalting. The old life is God-denying and self-exalting. Our new life in Christ is self-denying and God-exalting. And finally, number six. The main point of our new life in Christ is to bring honor, glory, and praise to God. How will we impact the city of Indio? There are many ways to do it. We can have a big evangelistic event, and we should. We can go door to door sharing the gospel, and we should. We can do special events, and we should. We can do music and sports outreaches, and we should. But I'll tell you what Indio needs. I'll tell you what your non-Christian family needs. I'll tell you what the Coachella Valley needs. And I'll tell you what the world needs. Christian men and women to live lives that honor God. That is the most powerful evangelistic tool. Let your light shine to your spouse. Let your light shine to your kids. Let your light shine to your boss. Let your light shine to your coworkers. Let your light shine to your sphere of influence. Brothers and sisters, we must repent. We must repent. I, your pastor, allow myself to lose sight of the most important thing. And I slide back down into my old ways of serving and exalting myself with my words and actions. Brothers and sisters, the most important thing is that God is glorified. Dedicate yourself today to that goal. Dedicate yourself today to that goal. Decide today that you will now live not for yourself, but you will live to bring honor and glory and praise to God. May God change our hearts so that our greatest desire, our greatest passion, our greatest goal is to glorify Him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, forgive us for being bad examples of Christians. And we pray today and around the world that our brothers and sisters and us would let our light shine so that the world will bring glory and praise to God. In Jesus' name, amen.